Good morning.
Morning.
It's time to get up, guys. Up and at 'em.
If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Come on, guys.
Burning daylight.
Early worm gets the worm.
I like waking up when no one's around.
I seriously wish breakfast went all day.
What for breakfast?
Cam and Dane.
Happy Monday, Cam.
Oh, thank you very much, Dane. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you.
How good is this daylight saving?
I know.
Still sunny outside.
Extended days. I love it.
Oh, so good.
Summer is on the way.
Absolutely. We found an old technology or a game that is probably from your childhood that you might have forgotten about, but Danes and I, we're going to bring it back.
It's the good old Tamagotchi.
Oh, yes. Mine's probably still starving if it's not dead from my childhood.
No, we're going to bring it back for sure.
Yes, Danes, you and I also saw The Joker over the weekend. I loved it. You didn't.
Well, it's not really my cup of tea, but we'll get into that. And also, it's as it was the first show of next, we are going to be launching... You don't know me.
I think I know you pretty well,
no,
Dane.
Do you reckon?
I guess we'll find out soon enough, won't we?
All right, it's coming up on next. Cam and Dane's...
The Catch-Up.
On next.
Hey, Cam.
You don't know me.
You're not God. Oh, Dane's rude. I thought I knew you pretty well.
Well, we're going to see, actually. We're going to play a bit of a get-to-know-you game. This is the beginning of next.
Yes, so, because, of course, Dana and I know each other quite well. We've been working together for a little while now.
I like to think so, but we'll actually find out.
Yeah, but how much... there's not much that you guys know about us. So, for example, I know that Dana, she writes everything down.
Yep.
She wears the craziest earrings. Like, today she's wearing pineapple earrings.
Yep.
The other day I saw one I couldn't... It was like a jigsaw puzzle piece or something like that you were wearing.
I like to have a good funky earring. I collect them everywhere I go around the world.
Stretching out the earlobes. Good. And Dana and Dana also knows nothing about sport, which is directly contradicts my point of interest because I love sport.
Look, I give it a red hot go. I like to try. I feel like that actually brings me to my point with you. You're a huge Roosters fan.
I am a huge Roosters fan.
Like mammoth. When I moved up to Sydney at the start of this year and I didn't know much about NRL. To be honest, I didn't know it was different from Union.
Yeah, or tennis.
And you tried to adopt me into the Roosters crowd.
I did, successfully.
I can't say I know anymore.
Well, that's the only game you've been to, right? The Roosters.
Yeah, that's true.
Rabbitohs
so
game,
by
yeah.
default.
Yeah.
Another fact that I know about you, Cam, is that you are, for better or worse, always late. I'm surprised that you were here at 7 this morning.
7. I was here at like 7:01, wasn't I? Natal was doing the news when I walked in.
Rough. And the other thing that I actually have a bone to pick with you about this one. You hate the environment.
Oh, that's harsh.
You really hate the environment, I reckon.
I don't think I hate the environment. Also, coming from Miss Writes Everything Down on Paper.
Oh, touche. But I have a bone to pick with you, actually, because you actually said to me last week, when it comes to the environment, we went down to get a coffee, as we do every day.
Yeah.
And you refused to use a keep cup because you said this.
Danes, they've already made the cup.
That was your excuse. Obviously, that was a voice actor, a.k.a. producer Chris. But you said that they've already made the cup, so why would I use a keep cup?
Oh, someone else is going to use it, aren't they?
Oh. Get out.
I'm glad you've got the audio of Chris saying that as well, because Chris is quite environmentally conscious, but I've got that audio of him saying that, so got that against him now.
I'm going to get you using a keep cup this week, that's for sure. Cam and Dane's. The catch up.
The catch up.
The catch up.
Not catch up.
Not
catch up. And it's time to play Two Truths and a Lie, where Dana and I will say three things about ourselves, two of them to be true, one to be a lie. And we want to see how well we actually know each other. And we've brought in our producer, Chris, to come in and give us a hand. Chris.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries at all. Happy to help. Always happy to help with the competition.
Let's see if we actually know each other.
You don't know me.
You're not God.
Alrighty. Here are my two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Okay. My favorite animal is a penguin.
Okay.
I also say that wrong. Like I've always been
Yeah,
told.
I was trying to figure out which animal you're talking about. A penguin or a penguin?
I had a budgie as a kid called Patty that died because my mum stepped on it.
Harsh.
Mm. And the best day of my life thus far, I spent entirely alone in Nepal.
Ooh. I'm going to say that the last one's true. What do you reckon, Chris?
I reckon the last one's true. I think the budgie is a lie.
Although, yeah, actually, the last one could be false, because I reckon the best day of Dana's life is when she met me.
Oh, get out! Oh,
true. Very true.
Come on.
And that was spent in your lovely company.
Yeah, see, yeah. Chris is able to back me up there. Yeah. He saw the look on your face.
Yeah. I can tell that you're lying with that one.
I wish Rick is able to look on my face right now.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say the budgie.
The budgie is the lie. Yeah. All right. How did we do?
Not so good.
Oh. I had a little bit of a...
Bom, bom.
Yeah, okay, sweet.
No,
okay,
because well, I did one of the... I'm not... I can't think of not truths about myself, so I twisted the truth a little bit with that last one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The best day of my life thus far, I spent entirely alone in Gibraltar.
Oh.
In the south of Spain. I've never been to Nepal.
I see.
So we were right in getting that Dana likes spending likes a bit of alone time.
We just missed the location.
Okay, so well, at least we know that about you now. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can leave the studio. I'll do the show by myself. Yeah,
all right. not before I tell people two truths and a lie about myself.
Alrighty.
Okay. All right, guys, you ready?
Yep.
First fact or non-fact?
I've given it away already.
The first instrument I learned to play was the trumpet.
Okay.
Hmm.
Second, I very badly injured my knee when playing footy when I was 10 years old.
Yeah, he's a footy man, so
yeah,
I reckon.
That's true.
My screen time on my phone, the average for that per day is less than 2 hours.
I'm going to go, that's a lie. I always see Cam checking his phone. You can't separate Cam and his phone.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do call me Phone Hand Cam.
Phone Hand Cam, that is your name around this place.
I'm going to go the trumpet one, because one of the first instruments that I learned to play was a trumpet, and I didn't know that about you. Mm. And I feel like I'd know that.
And I know you play guitar, so trumpet seems like a weird start if you're, a guitarist.
I don't think you're a brass man either. Mm. I don't think you're a brass man.
Are we locking in the trumpet?
Yeah.
Yeah, lock it in.
Well, that is also incorrect.
Oh.
Incorrect.
No, the lie is that I very badly injured my knee playing footy when I was 10.
Okay.
I did very badly injure my knee, but it was coming off my motorbike.
I see. So it wasn't a football injury.
That's not what I did.
It was a motorbike injury.
It's a pretend. It's a pretend lie.
Just like yours.
Yeah.
It is very hard to come up with lies about yourself, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is very hard.
But yeah, the first instrument I learned to play was the trumpet.
Really?
That's really weird.
Do you still play?
That's the same as me.
Oh, I haven't played in a long time. I wanted to play the drums, but my teacher didn't let me because there were already... So at the school I went to had like 50 people and there were already two drum players.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, there's no more room for another drum player in the school.
So that's what they did with me with the trumpet. And I really, really hated it. So I accidentally threw it down the stairs.
Wow.
What instrument did you want to play?
They tried to get me, I wanted to play like flute or something because it's easy to carry to school and I had to walk 30 minutes to school every day.
I actually bought a flute last year that I still haven't taught myself how to
what?
Play.
Why am I finding out about this now?
Oh, because this is the
okay,
time
tomorrow,
of day. Where we
bring it in. You're bringing in the flute tomorrow.
The flute.
We want to hear it live on air.
All right, I'll see if I can.
Free blind mice.
I'll see if I can learn it tonight and then play you guys a song.
Yep.
Incredible.
I'd like a little whistly flute. Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
On next.
Danes, let's talk whales.
Oh, big fella. Big fella. Whale. Okay. Maybe he only speaks whale.
Such a good film.
Do you like whales, Danes?
Love whales.
Have you ever been whale watching?
Never been whale watching, but it's on the to-do list.
Well, when you do next time, watch out for this. Whale watchers in New South Wales saw a pod of 30 orcas attack and devour a baby humpback whale.
What?
With the skipper saying it was one of the rarest experiences he'd ever had on the water. Imagine going
That's
to watch some majestic
shocking.
Whales jumping out of the water and then realize they were chasing after a little baby humpback whale. See,
I love whales too.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't have that reaction when I first read the story. I was like, well, that's just nature, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, that's true. I guess we don't get to see those sorts of things usually.
Similar to that clip they had on Family Guy where it's like, damn, nature, you're scary. It is scary, isn't it?
True. I'll pick up a spider, but I feel sorry for a humpback whale.
I'd probably be more excited that I was seeing it because it is a rare thing to see, although it happens all the time in the wild. It'd be pretty rare that you go out to watch some whales jumping around and see them attacking a baby one.
But also, the gestation period for whales is something like 22 months. So,
oh yeah,
that's a long time just to lose your little whale.
Yeah, a bit of a waste of time, isn't it?
Cam and Danes.
This is the catch up. No catch up on
no
next.
No catch up allowed on next.
Natalia, are you going to get yourself a jar of Barty Mite?
That
of
is
course,
so cool.
Yeah. I love Vegemite, so I think it will be a good thing to sort of have, you know, Barty's name on it.
Yeah, I love peanut butter. So my first thought was that if I was to be named after a spread, it'd be Peanut Cam. But
Peanut Cam, you can do better than that.
Well, yeah, I can.
Cam Nut Butter.
No. I would just change the name of Jam to Cam.
Oh, yeah.
I could have peanut butter and cam on toast.
Okay.
Peanut butter. That's not good. What, I'm a Nutella fan.
Nutella fan. Does Dana Nutella? I don't know how.
Yeah,
to...
I think
Dana Nutella.
Natal would go. Natal would
Nutella.
Natal would march with the Nutella.
That is true. I'd buy some of that. Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
On next. Hey Cam.
Yes, Dana.
Considering we're going to kind of get to know you today and let everybody else get to know us a little bit better, I feel like I need to let the audience in on a bit of a secret you have.
What's my secret?
That you're not an adult yet.
It's not going to be a secret if you tell everyone.
That I'm outing you live on air. Oh. I don't think... There's been an article that's been put out that there are like 25 adulting hacks that you should do before you're 25, and I want to see how many you'll pass because you're just shy of 25.
It's bloody hard, isn't it, that adulting? And give us a call, 980-5667, if you have any adulting hacks that you do, or what is the most adulting thing you've done?
Yeah, what is the most adulting thing you've done?
Because yesterday I had my day off, and I walked out into the front yard of our house, and there was a lot of weeds there, so I decided... You know what?
What?
The next hour or two, I'm on my knees pulling out weeds.
You weeded for 2 hours on the weekend.
Yeah. It was, it's hard, but, you know, as you get older, you just realize someone's got to do these things.
Oh, all right, Dad. I actually think you might pass this now.
Yeah.
Well, you've changed. Isn't the game that I know?
Changed over the weekend.
Okay, I'm going to give you 3, and I want to see if you can actually pass these adulting criteria.
All right.
To see whether you're an adult or not. Okay, number 1, have you decluttered every aspect of your life?
Probably not every aspect, just the important ones. Like if I look in my laptop here, there's probably a few...
stray files?
Yeah, stray files.
Like, hate a stray file.
This probably sums up my life perfectly. The desktop is organized well, but each
layer you go under.
Yeah, if you go into each folder, there's a bit of everything going on.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That's like I'll get a 50% for that one.
What does your room look like?
Oh, the room's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then as you dig deeper, like under the bed,
yeah,
it'll be shocked.
That's,
okay,
yeah, look
so
in the drawers.
There's a theme here.
There's undies in the t-shirt drawer.
You get 50%.
That is correct.
Incorrect. Okay, that's 50%.
Ah, 50%.
Yeah.
All right. I noticed how you really didn't let the correct one play out.
Yeah. Well, this is, I'm trying to prove a point here, and you're deproving it as we go.
All right.
So, number 2, have you broken up with friends who are doing you more harm than good? That is a very adult thing to do.
Wow. And really, really showing my vulnerable side, Dana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have actually. There are a lot of people who in my youth, I suppose, I'd assess that friendship and decided whether it was for me or not. And...
Is it official? Like you've unfriended them on Facebook?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, okay. So
still
sitting there.
Yeah, but it's like, it's one of those things where like I don't want to see what they're posting in my feed, so I hit the unfollow, but then they don't have to go, oh, what's
a classic cheeky
unfollow.
What
have I done to Cam? Yeah. But you know, that's definitely something I've consciously actively sought out to do. Yeah.
Okay, we've got that one.
Yeah.
And the third one.
I'm passing with flying colours here.
Well, we'll see. This one's big. Like we are diving deep here.
All right.
Have you got in touch with who you are as a person and what you really want out of life?
I wouldn't be here if I had brains.
Okay, touche. I think you passed more than I did because on the weekend I put a load of washing on the colours with the blacks and I came out with like a baby poo brown shirt. So.
And you probably left it in the washing machine for about 2 hours before you got it out, did you?
How dare you? How dare you? How has this backfired?
Give us a call, 980-5667. We want to know what's the most adulting thing you do. Dave's giving us a call. Dave, you've got something that's really adult that you do.
Yeah, well, I run my own company.
Wow, that's a real adult thing. Do you also hate millennials?
I employ millennials because they bring the best ideas.
Oh, so what's your thought on the work ethic of millennials?
Well, I think they've got a lot of initiative. Like I've actually got a trainee starting his she's leaving year 11, and basically she brings so much to the table that she's already sort of self-taught herself, and I don't have to necessarily train her as much because she's got the practical hands-on experience from an interest point of view. So all I'm doing is honing it into, I guess, the commercial world.
Oh, that's awesome. Great that you have that opinion. But in terms of adulting, is your house like in order, or does all your adulting effort go into your business?
Well, yeah, there's a little bit that suffers on the personal level. I'm probably a bit distracted on the business level, but yeah.
One out of two ain't bad, surely.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks heaps, Dave.
Thank you.
Danes, I think we need to start our own radio station. I'm inspired after talking to Dave.
What do you mean?
Well, he's running his own business. Why can't we run our own radio station?
Yeah, and employ millennials.
Yes.
Stick it to the man.
Because apparently they come up with the best ideas.
Absolutely we do, don't you reckon?
Yeah, well, maybe there's something in the avocados that we keep buying, the smashed avo.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Making us smarter.
I mean, if we're not going to afford a house, we may as well do it properly. We'll start our own business, employ only millennials.
Because they come up with the best ideas.
Obviously.
And Dave is the man.
Yeah, Dave said it himself.
Although I'd like to see his house because he said he doesn't keep track of it.
Yeah. I imagine it'd be like underneath your bed.
Yeah, inside my drawers. Yeah. I'm using the T-shirt drawer.
Not like your laptop desktop at all. Cam and Danes.
The catch-up.
The catch-up.
The catch-up.
Last night, big night for television.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me it was reality television.
It was.
Oh, my God.
A weakness of mine. The Block had a big reveal that made one of the three judges who come in and judge the different rooms. All the couples have to, like, do a room reveal each week after they've built a room in the building.
Yeah.
And Andy and Deb revamped their bedroom on the show.
Wow.
And Shayna Blaze lost it.
Lost it like she was upset or she was...
She lost it like she was emotional over the room.
Oh, my God.
Like, the feng shui was so good she got emotional.
I wonder what acting school she went to.
Oh, come on.
Sure, like getting emotional over a room, a bedroom.
Yeah, maybe it had just a good aura.
All right.
I'm around it. I mean, I wasn't a Block fan at the start of this season, but I've been sucked in. Nah. Absolutely sucked in.
My girlfriend likes the Block. I'm just not a fan.
No?
No, I'm not a fan of reality TV at all.
Oh, like, come on.
Nah. It's not many people's reality to go around renovating homes. That's like a luxury of people who can afford to do that. It's not many people's reality, I don't think.
No, they're also not spending their own money. So when...
even more close to reality.
Yeah. Last week, one of the couples was told that they'd spent too much of their not their own money and that they were broke.
Oh, right.
Yeah. real stuff. Real life problems.
A question I have about The Block as well is how do these people afford to like maintain their normal lives while they're on reality TV?
I think you put it on hold. I mean, you could win a... big bucks at the end, so it means you wouldn't have to work for that time anyway. If you don't, then you win the prestige of Instagram followers.
Ah, true. I wonder what people in The Block did before Instagram was around. They just go back to their normal lives and no one would even know they're on.
Actually, I remember the first season of The Block, and there was a couple on there that included a woman called Amity Dry, and I loved her because when I was little, I really wanted to be a singer. And while she was on The Block, she really used that fame to release an album.
Oh, so like,
yeah.
so you can have another motive behind going on The Block than just loving renovating houses.
Completely.
See, that's what I...
If you're a singer, go on The Block.
If you're
a singer, go on Love Island.
If The Block was all about people who loved renovating houses, maybe it might be interesting. But now it's just about people like Shayna Jack, who I'm just reading now, said... I just think, you know, when a
Shayna
house
Blaze,
is...
Blaze, thank you very
Shayna
much.
Shayna Jack. Oh, she's the drug cheat, the swimmer. Shayna Blaze said, I just think, you know, when a house is built with love and I think it's what I'm connecting with, there's something very healing about this interior.
Yeah.
Give me
That's what I'm
break.
Talking about. Feng shui.
That's
You've obviously
no way
got
that's
no
not
feng
scripted.
Shui in your life, Cam.
There's no way it's not scripted.
No, you can't script tears. I mean, acting. But
that's why I asked what acting school she went to.
Nah, you need to get some feng shui in your life, Cam.
All right. I'm not watching The Block, though.
No, okay, fine. Love Island it is. We'll lock it in for this week.
Danes, you and I both saw Joker on the weekend. Not together, yes. Separately. Separate movie theaters.
You make it sound like we hate each other.
Well, we don't. No, like, I just wanted to make it clear. Like, we both thought
that we never would sit next to each other, yeah, if we were in the same cinema.
Yeah. It's one of the most talked about and biggest movies of the year. Joaquin Phoenix, when a lot of people found out he was playing the role Joker, of the Joker, yeah, people were like, I don't know. But it's actually one of the biggest movies of the year. It's topped $350 million at the box office already.
That's huge. And it's only been out, mammoth.
What, a week?
Yeah.
2 weeks? Yeah.
Do you think it's because of the name behind it too?
Yeah.
I mean, it has a huge franchise behind it.
Possibly. I think a lot of people probably wanted to see how Joaquin Phoenix did. But just have a listen to the laugh on him. How do you make yourself... Does he laugh like that in real life, do you think?
I don't think so. In the film, he has like this condition that they say that he has like laughter outbursts.
Yeah.
And he'll be really sad and then he'll just...
But
they should have hired me.
I thought it was such a good job. I thought it was such a good job because I couldn't tell whether he was laughing or crying.
I think that's the point.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible. And the thing is as well, this movie doesn't have much at all to do with the Batman.
No, it didn't, and that's why I was shocked by it, because I was expecting some Batman action, some superhero action, and I didn't get any Batman loving.
Yeah, well, I guess I didn't have that opinion at all. I thought it was going to be exactly what it was, just a movie about how the Joker became the Joker. But I'm conflicted now because...
Oh my God, the pennies just dropped.
Because...
So it's the story before the Joker.
No, it's how he became the Joker.
Yeah, before he met Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God.
But the thing is now, I'm conflicted because in this film,
yeah,
we all know from the Batman franchise that Gotham City is a city that's divided between the rich and the poor. Batman's family being the rich and the Joker and his crew being the poor. But this movie sort of dons the Joker as sort of like a Robin Hood. He's like the symbol of hope for the poor people.
But also unintentional Robin Hood.
Yeah.
He just becomes this symbol.
Yeah, but so now if I watch a Batman movie, I'm empathetic.
Are you on the side
I'm empathetic
of the
Joker? For the Joker. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like I'm going to find it hard to stick up for Batman now, because now I just see him as this rich, arrogant, bloody kid who's
poor Batman.
Great. Yeah,
with a voice
see,
like
oh,
that,
look,
though.
Right. Now we're going to go watch it and we don't know who to go for.
Okay, it's on. But I still won't be sitting next to you in the cinema, that's for sure. Cam and Danes.
The catch-up.
On next.
Danes, talking about the pot calling the kettle black, I'm just reading now. John Winning, who's a 35-year-old CEO, has slammed other millennials for entitlement despite being handed a CEO job by his dad.
Ah.
Talk about entitlement, am
How
I right?
How old? 35?
Yeah, he's 35.
Isn't he a millennial himself?
Probably. When's the cutoff?
Oh, I reckon he's young enough. If you're of the technology age, I'm going to claim you're a millennial.
What a tool.
Cam and Danes.
The catch-up.
The catch-up.
The catch-up.
Not ketchup.
Not
catch-up. Danes, I was reading the other day, a story came out about a lady who'd tried to keep alive a Tamagotchi as an adult.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but it died within 24 hours.
That's classic adulthood, isn't it? Can't do things that kids can do.
I know. Like, I just brought back so many memories of having my Tamagotchi and also killing my Tamagotchi. Like, I died.
Were you good at it or not?
I was good at it when I remembered to take it out of my pocket before I dived into the pool.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, but now it's the same with the phone, right?
But I was getting nostalgic just thinking about so many different things that I used to do when I was younger. Like, I had the Nintendo DS.
Oh, Nintendogs.
Yeah, Nintendogs.
I had, were I had, you like Wi-Fi sync to like your siblings, and then you see like who can keep the dog alive.
Yeah, and your dogs can play with other people's dogs. And
that's when I learned the words parched and famished. I've never heard those words ever used before.
Oh, I think the husky that I own is probably very parched and famished if he's still alive at the moment.
I don't think it is.
haven't morbid. Had the DS out in a while. Yeah. We used to play Mario Kart with each other. Like that was the first sort of introduction to playing games with people on different devices.
Yeah.
Whereas before you had both had the to sit Wi-Fi in front of the TV.
Connection.
We could sit in the car going so on road good. Trips and play Mario Kart.
Did you ever try and go as far away in the house as you could and see how far the connection would work?
Yeah, it was about 20 minutes or something.
Like between one floor.
But so many things like from our childhood that just, when you think about it, just make you instantly happy.
I reckon we should bring back Knuckles. Did you ever play Knuckles?
Is that where
like Crazy Bones?
What's that? Is that where you
it's like where you like you throw the little plastic things that, I mean, they used to be like sheep knuckles way back when, like ancient times. Sorry, yeah. Dad, like this is where I'm getting this information. And you used to like, you throw, I forget the rules, but you like throw them into a circle.
Oh,
and it
right.
depends on like the formation they make is the points you get.
I thought you meant like you hold your fist out.
Oh,
and
like your fist bumping where you have to like
and someone has
each
to try and
knuckles.
Like whack your knuckle yeah. and it makes like that sound.
Ow. No, not cool. Not cool, but we want to know.
Make what great again?
What do you want to make great again? Give us a call, 9805-6667. So many things that we could make great again.
Yes.
I think we should try and make Tamagotchis great again because...
Bring them back.
If we can't look after a Tamagotchi at this age, what can we
do? We definitely cannot have a child. And Lauren from Balmain.
Make what great again?
I would really love to bring back the Game Boy Advance. I reckon let's bring back Game Boy. Let's bring back Pokemon. That's what I lived on as a child.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That's
a good one.
I did as well. I used to get in trouble for sitting on my Game Boy Color playing Pokemon.
And you know the limited edition ones? Where I had a Game Boy Color that had like a skeleton. You could see the electronics inside. I was that cool.
What was your favorite game,
Lauren? Pokemon for sure. I had my Game Boy. The first one was a Game Boy Color. And I'm pretty sure it was a yellow one and it had a little Pikachu on it.
Oh, so you were like a mini little Ash Ketchum getting around. Catching
I
all-
was. it was always a bit of a battle between me and my brother to see who could finish the game first.
Yeah, how'd you go?
And who caught them all?
Look, I think because it was his Game Boy, he did. He always beat me, but I was always on his tail.
Yeah. Always ready for the next evolution of Pokemon.
Hey, Jack from Marrickville, tell us.
Make what great again?
Hey, Jack.
Tarzos.
Oh, yes, Tarzos.
Yes, you got to bring Tarzos back. There's seriously nothing better. When I was a kid, there was like, you know, we didn't have all these treats that are around nowadays. So, you know, chips were like your best option. So you'd be able to convince your mum and dad, they buy you the big chips for yourself because you know you're going to get Tarzo. You might open it up. You might get that gold Michael Jordan from Space Jam. Anything better?
Oh, so Jack, Tarzos are the cards that come in chips,
that were
yeah?
in the chip packets.
Okay, I'm shocked I have to explain this right now.
Okay, I was thinking that
card,
were those...
It wasn't a card, they were the round circle talk.
Oh, like the coin things.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, Tarzos. Let's make Tarzos great again.
There was a game for it. Nobody knew how to play the game. Everyone just collected the things. I remember one time there was like manufacture errors because, of course, they weren't actually worth anything, even though we felt like they were worth an incredible amount as kids. They weren't worth anything, but one time, manufacture error, my friend got two in one packet. It was mind-blowing.
Dream come true.
I opened mine and I didn't even actually get one that day. So it was a bit of a shock for me, but my friend all over it burst into tears. He gave me one of his.
Jack, I think you're onto something. I think we should bring back the things of our past that always come with a snack. What about Yowies?
Yowies.
Yowies with the toys inside the chocolate?
I'm just trying to think.
You don't? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Cameron, yeah, no. I know what they are. I was trying to think of more games that come with food. So I remember I used to buy the Nutri-Grain box so I could get Age of Empires.
Yes.
Did you ever play that game?
Yes. And then you have, like, the codes, like, Big Daddy gets you, like, the big car with the big pistol on the top, right?
Yeah, Big Daddy. Oh, great. Thanks so much for your call, Jack.
Well.
Make what great again?
I think still we have to bring the Tamagotchis
back. Yeah, Tamagotchis. See if we can look after one.
Do you reckon?
Let's see if we can actually buy it. Do you think they still sell Tamagotchis?
They might do.
Let's see if we can actually...
I really want to see you walk around this building with a Tamagotchi on a chain.
I'm going to wear it as a necklace.
Trying to keep it alive.
I'm going to wear it as a necklace.
It's on.
All right, let's get some Tamagotchis.
Cam and Danes.
The catch-up.
On Next.
The very beginning of Next as it is.
Ooh, how good does it feel, Danes?
Sweet relief. We're here.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be chatting to comedian Ivan Aristeguieta. He's got a show coming up at the Comedy Store in Moore Park. I want to ask him what his limits are with comedy.
Comedy limits.
Yes. I'm also going to be bringing in my flute to play a couple of tunes for you.
I look forward to this.
And I'm going to see if I can find some Tamagotchis because I really want to see if I can keep it alive.
Game on. Alrighty. And I reckon I'm going to keep mine alive longer simply because I have the Midas touch. Well, tomorrow also on the show, I'm going to be surprising you with something that I think you'll need to make you a better person over the next 2 weeks.
I thought you said before I was perfect.
When have I never would I say that?
I know you think that, Danes.
Okay, we're out of here. Cam and Danes, will catch you 7 o'clock tomorrow. You're on Next.
Hey, hey, it's producer Chris here. For more Cam and Danes, head to next.aftrs.edu.au. Next.afters on Facebook and Afters Radio on the gram.